You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
On a Tuesday, a late afternoon of a Tuesday, January 19th and a Wednesday, January 20th. Welcome in, everybody. Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Of course, the big news today, the Lions have a new general manager officially as Brad Holmes met with the media. We'll listen to some of his comments that he made today. Didn't like to use the word rebuild, which I don't like. But he's a sharp guy, and I like the fact that the Lions have handed the keys to him, but have they? We'll get into this today on Locked On Lions. Today's episode brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Welcome in, everybody. It's been a wild day. The Lions press conference started at about 4 o'clock. I needed to go back and rewatch some of it. Check out some of the comments again. Read all the tweets. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also your comments on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I'm not going to sit here today and rip the Lions to shreds, nor am I going to sit here today on this show and tell you that Brad Holmes is the football Jesus and that he's the Savior. I think he had a lot of interesting things to say. I didn't think he said as much as I wanted him to say, but I love his attitude. I love his positivity. He's yelling one pride at the end of the press conference. He's not really committing to anything because I don't know that the Lions, until they get Dan Campbell officially hired, until they get, you know, reports of Aaron Glenn's going to be the defensive coordinator, the former Jets, a terrific cornerback back in the day that's been a DB's coach for the Saints, until they get everything in place, I'm not so sure this organization knows where they're headed. You know, Brad Holmes was asked about Matthew Stafford. Good player, and I really like Matthew Stafford. But as he said, my job is to evaluate the entire roster. He didn't say Matthew Stafford's definitely saying, nor did he say Matthew Stafford's going to be traded, which, of course, he wouldn't say today if the former was there, if the latter was there, and he was going to actually trade him. So I think this organization needs to take the next few months and continue to make more decisions on their future. But what I would tell Lions fans is, I think Brad Holmes is going to do a nice job in drafting and bringing in and developing talent. But this thing is going to take a long time. If you heard him today, it's a press conference. All right, it's the first time he's been up there as the center of attention, you know, ever. He's a sharp guy. I like what he had to say. You know, we're going to be a collaborative. He kept saying a collaborative effort. And the reason he had to say it's a collaborative effort is because Brad Holmes is not the one that's going to have final say. It's going to be a room full of people. You know, it sounds like the head coach could make the call on some personnel. It sounds like Brad Holmes could make the call on some personnel. This Mike Disner, I've been telling you for weeks the power that Mike Disner has in Allen Park. And today, what's the first thing Rod Wood said? I'd like to make an announcement. We are elevating Mike Disner. Disner World. Who's he? The cap guy from Bob Quinn? But see, he's got Rod Wood's ear, and Rod loves him. And those two guys are going to have some power. So my hope is that they hand the keys to Brad Holmes, but let him drive. Because I think he is sharp. And he's got love for Detroit. And he's talked about his Uncle Ruff, that he calls Luther Bradley, the former Lion. Let this man grow in the position. Let him hire some established, maybe a Dave Caldwell, a John Dorsey, somebody like that next to him that has the experience in the draft room and making trades. Because Brad, you could tell, he's wet behind the ears. But that's okay. But let's call this what it is. This should be a rebuild, and he didn't like that term. And you're going to hear me play the audio when Mike Stone from 97 The Ticket asked him about that. But all in all, I like what I heard from him. The beginning of this press conference was a clown show. They spent 40 minutes with Sheila and Rod, and then questions for Sheila and Rod before we even heard from Brad Holmes. Whose show is this? This is the Brad Holmes introductory press conference, not the Sheila and Rod show. I'm so tired of that. That is why fans get angry at this organization, because of circuses like that. If today is the Brad Holmes introductory press conference, I mean, I can go to YouTube real fast and look at this. Brad Holmes, introductory press conference from the Detroit Lions. This wasn't the Sheila Ford Hamp and Rod Wood press conference. But they didn't, like, take questions. And Brad Holmes didn't talk for, like, 40 minutes. That's the kind of stuff that drives fans crazy. You got to look the part. You got to look professional. Today is a big day for the organization, and I like the hire of Brad Holmes. I'll tell you that right now. I like it. But stop looking small time with your family planner, financial planner, or whatever he is, and the owner. I know we haven't heard from Sheila, and they asked a few questions, but you know, Sheila's saying, oh, we didn't even have Brad Holmes on our first list of candidates. Mike Disner found him. Oh, my God. You're one of a kind. You're one of a kind, and so are your taxes. That's why TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who are ready to listen to you. Learn about your unique tax situation and help you get the best tax outcome. Maybe you're moonlighting as a rideshare driver and have questions about what qualifies as a deduction. Maybe you want an expert to walk you through the process, since most of your income last year came from freelance jobs. Or maybe you'd like to hand the whole tax filing process off to an expert while you perfect your banana bread recipe. Well, whether you want to file with the help of an expert or let an expert do the filing for you, TurboTax Live tax experts are here to help, giving you the confidence to know that you're a one-of-a-kind, uniquely individualized person, that your taxes are done right. Intuit, TurboTax Live. And hey, big news from our friends at Blue Nile. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring that launched exclusively yesterday at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launched January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. So again, the Lions press conference today with Brad Holmes. No official announcement yet of Dan Campbell. That could come tomorrow or Thursday. Ian Rappaport reporting that Aaron Glenn will be the defensive coordinator. So I love the fact that this organization is hiring an African-American defensive coordinator and an African-American general manager. The diversity in that building over the last few years was zero zilch. And Brad Holmes looks like he knows what he's talking about when it comes to college scouting and the draft, which I love. And Aaron Glenn... many people wanted the Jets to go get as DC. He's going to come aboard with the Lions as their defensive coordinator from the Saints. Very good defensive backs coach. Somebody that can work with Jeffrey Okuda. Has worked with Jeffrey Okuda already in the past, which is pretty cool. So I like that. All right, couple of snippets here. Let's hear from Brad Holmes, the new 44-year-old general manager, the former Rams college scouting director. This courtesy of DetroitLions.com.
You did bring up Detroit's large and passionate fan base, but I'm wondering, there's also a growing and large portion of the fan base that's becoming more skeptical regarding Detroit's opportunities to get back to the postseason. What message do you have to fans who are skeptical in the process regarding Detroit's history since the organization has only had one playoff win in decades?
Yeah, and when you say process in terms of player acquisition process, or
the process of building this organization to where it needs to go.
Well, I would definitely tell all Lions fans, just as you say process, I'd say let's all trust the process that's going to be in place. It will be a very sound process. It will be a very thorough and diligent process. And we're going to, like I said earlier, we're going to surrender those results to the process. And I've always been one that likes to go through the process but tries to delay my intuition towards the end. So if we keep the process sound and then we make the right gut intuitive decisions going forward, I believe that the Lions fan base are going to be very, very happy with the results that they see. I'm so excited about how passionate, you know, my Uncle Ruff, well, Luther, he used to always educate me and all the way up through this process and the interview process about this Lions fan base. And he says that, you know, they've been through ups, they've been through downs, but they're showing up every week in and week out. They're showing up and packing that house in. When he told me that, I was so excited. He just kept getting me even more excited. I said, wow, if we can deliver a winner here to this great city of Detroit, because the thing about not only passionate fan base, but you always hear Detroit as, you know, blue collar, working class. But the more intel that I gathered on this great city is that it just seems like a city of character. It just has great character. And so on top of those other great things, I think that characteristic of having great character is something that I really, really am excited about.
Yeah, my second question, if you recall, in 2017, Sean McVay got the process off pretty well in his first season, went 11-5 after a four-win season. What lesson from that season can you potentially pass on to Detroit's first-year head coach to maybe get the ball rolling a little bit faster?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, when Sean first came on board in 2017, I'm sure as you probably have heard, the theme was we, not me. And that really permeated through the entire organization. And it was such a collaborative approach with everybody involved. And it wasn't just coaching and scouting. It was coaching, scouting, player development, athletic performance. I mean, everything was such a collaborative approach that truly was a big, let's say, a big ingredient for the recipe of success that we had in that quick turnaround that we had.
Sorry about that. We have time for five more questions, one each. Mike Stone, 97.1.
How you doing, Brad? Congratulations. First of all, it's okay to use rebuild in this city. The fans are used to it. Our other three teams are all going through rebuilds. It's okay. That being said, how do you rebuild the defense? Because, as you know, it was pretty poor especially last year. Is it the talent or is it the scheme? Or because that defense was horrific.
Yeah, well, please don't get mad at me, Mike, if I don't use the word rebuild, if I just continue to pivot towards retool. But I do think that there are some building blocks on this defense currently. Obviously, we will address that side of the ball, just like we'll address the offensive side of the ball. You know, there's no area that we won't work to improve in. But I do think that there are some good, young, talented pieces that are still in their phase of developing. I do think that there's some veterans that have brought good production to the table. So I would definitely say definitely going to retool in some areas, but there are some building blocks there.
Carlos Menares, Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, Brad, having worked primarily outside of the building, how do you go about, or what gives you the confidence to build a culture within the building, with players, with the staff, with everybody?
That's a great question. So, you know, when I started with the Rams in St. Louis, I was inside that building for close to a decade. And within that time, I was able to learn how everything worked. Was able to learn how the pro side worked, how the college side worked, how the football operations work. I was very fortunate within my role, especially at the early stages, is I did a lot of work with the coaching staff. And through that time, I really got a very good appreciation and understanding of how everything operated from an entire football operations standpoint. And even since the team relocated to LA and I was in Atlanta, I spent extraordinary long amounts of time in LA, all the way to the point where I almost qualified for residency out there in California. And it really critical times too, long amounts of times as we're ramping up for postseason play, long amount of times as we're getting ready for free agency, in that building for long extended amounts of times as we're getting ready for the combine, and then obviously through the entire draft process. So that's the part that I feel very confident in terms of my experience that I've spent inside the building, both not only in St. Louis, but also in Los Angeles.
All right, so there's Brad Holmes and his comments, again, courtesy of DetroitLions.com. I love the Stoney question from the ticket asking about rebuilding the defense. And he said, don't get mad if I don't use the word rebuild, and continue to pivot to retool. To me, this thing needs to be blown up. I still think Matthew Stafford is going to be traded because I think he wants to be traded. I don't think the Lions want to trade him, but from people that I've talked to, from really diving deep into this thing, I think that the Matthew Stafford era is going to end. I think this is a rookie general manager. Not that that's a bad thing. It's a rookie head coach who has an interim experience from 5 years ago. And I think that Matthew Stafford, after 12 years, is looking up and saying this is going to take a while. And, Holmes brought a lot of energy. He had passion. There weren't a lot of specifics about the roster or about the future. So we'll see where this goes. One other thing I like that he said, I'm going to bring that up coming up next. First, though, I want to tell you about our friends at betonline.ag. Final Four in the NFL is set for this weekend. Oh, yeah. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Rodgers versus Brady, Kansas City and Buffalo, Mahomes, if he's healthy, against Josh Allen. You want to bet on the games on Sunday? It's only one place to do it. One place that has you covered. One place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. You want to bet on hockey? You want to do some future bets? NBA, the Pistons played hard last night against the Heat, nearly won. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when you go to BetOnline.ag. Get that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So the one thing that I said that I liked that Brad Holmes did say, there will be no ego in the process. He did say trust the process, which is so stale. But what I liked about Brad Holmes was he said the words we, and he said, we before me. He talked about Sean McVay. And he said there will be no ego in the process. What I think the structure is calling for, I like. I like that Brad Holmes can sit in a room and not think he's the smartest guy in the room. And if his scouts and his coaches love a player, that he will be sold on it. I think we spent the last 5 years with Bob Quinn and the years before that with Martin Mayhew and Tom LaWand and didn't get enough collaboration. My concern is that Rod Wood and Mike Disner will have a say. And I think Brad Holmes knows much more than they do. And I think Dan Campbell knows much more than they do. And what scares me is that they will have input. When Rod mentioned the cone drill today, I almost threw up. And fans see right through it. To me, again, I will say it. I hope Brad Holmes gets final say, but I don't know after today. I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. But him saying there's no ego in the process, I just think he wants to win. I think he wants to come to Detroit, build a franchise, build a front office, build a coaching staff, and everybody together works in synchronicity to win. The Seahawks do that. Kirshner, Fitterer, Schneider, Carroll. That's a collaborative group. But those guys know the game. Those guys know the game. And what I worry is that there's too many people in that room, too many chefs in the kitchen that don't know the game. We'll see. That's why I'm hopeful that an assistant GM is hired that has some experience to help Brad Holmes. We'll see about that. All right, we'll find out tomorrow if we have a new head coach. I'm also working on a couple of 2015 Dolphins that played for Dan Campbell to see if they're interested in coming on the podcast. Hopefully you get one of those tomorrow as well. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network.